Hey, Pep, let's start with Hard Knocks. What do you think about that?
I caught glimpses of it last year. I'm excited for it. Get the people a glimpse of what we go through during training camp.
Think there's any downside to it? You worry at all about guys like either hamming it up for the cameras or it being a distraction?
Not really. You know, we are pretty much down to earth guys. What you see is what you get, no matter who's around. It's not going to change how we prepare and how we compete against each other.
Can you kind of straighten it out for all of us? When we look at you on the field defensively this year, where will you be?
Just a little bit, added responsibility. Same kind of thing, just being around the box a little bit more, so we'll be back deep.
Which you will like.
Yeah, absolutely. Love playing football.
Did you hear a lot about kind of how far back you were? I mean, I saw you and Miles tweeting in the offseason, some photos.
The fans gave me a little bit of heck about it, but those won't be jokes if I was making the plays I was supposed to make. So that's all it comes down to.
Do you think, with Demaryius being able to play deep, do you think that just you're going to be in a more natural spot?
Football comes natural, so it's not really a natural spot. Like I said, if I make those plays that I'm supposed to make, that's not even a conversation. I think with Demaryius, who's a ball hawk, it gives us a different dynamic. Have a lot of DBs on the field, can do different things, play different positions, and different disguises, and make the quarterback's job a little bit harder. So, definitely great acquisitions, man. Guys who fit our defensive scheme extremely well, and we can't wait.
When you say you didn't make the plays that you made last year, did you go back and study the film and try to figure out why maybe you didn't make the one you thought you should make?
I'm just being hesitant, not trusting myself, second guesses. Things like that, taking bad angles, just things you gotta adjust to. Nothing too out of the ordinary. Just things I gotta go back and correct, and I will correct.
Where are you at with the scheme contract? I know last year there were some communication issues and things like that. Where are you?
I understand it way better. Year two is definitely where you go through the biggest learning curve. But now I got the scheme down like that. It allows you to play faster. When what other guys are supposed to do as well, allows you to help other guys play to your leverage, disguise certain things, make it look like a different scheme, and just things like that. So it definitely helps, having a year under my belt, going through the off-season process with the guys, the whole off-season process, and just relearning certain things, learning new techniques, how to play different schemes. So it's definitely going to be a tremendous help.
Yeah, I know this is catching you coming around the field, but the NFL just passed a rule that if guys don't want to go out for the national anthem, they can stay in the locker room. But if they do go out, they have to stand.
I have heard anything about that. Yeah, I've heard
it. Any thoughts on it here?
No opinion on that. I'm here to just get better, play football right now, prove myself in this league. That's what I'm making sense of.
What about the new helmet group? They're emphasizing, and you had a play last year, hitting people on every play. Yeah. So has there been much talk about that?
What's the new helmet? Where are they coming out with those new helmets?
15 yards for any helmet contact.
So how's that different than last year's rule?
Well, there's an emphasis on
it. It doesn't have to be defenseless. Like if a running back's coming at you, you're not allowed to put your head down.
Oh, wow.
And if you tackle, you can't put your head down.
That's crazy. I mean, it's never easy, on the defensive guys. It's a violent sport. And I guess they're trying to, protect the players. But at the end of the day, we signed up when we play this game. We're playing this game since we were young. I don't think, nobody is intentionally trying to hurt anybody out here. But when you're moving so fast and it's like that, it's kind of hard to make adjustments like that. You go to hit a guy and then he makes a move last minute. It was kind of hard to avoid some incidental contacts. But, as defensive guys, we just adjust, man. That's what we get paid to do. We got to adjust and, still get our job done.
How often do coaches talk about keeping your head up, your eyes up? Because I think that's part of this.
All the time. No one wants, neck injuries. No one wants to miss out. You got to see what you hit. That's really all it comes down to.
Do you think there needs maybe be more attention spent, since they seem to be tweaking that rule every year with the helmet and that? Do you think that there needs to be more emphasis from a coaching standpoint, whether it's during camp or the off season, to get you guys more tackling time?
At this point, at this level, you got to adjust. Now I know what the rule is, so now I'm
might want to check with the coaches.
Start, you know, start acting accordingly. But you know, at this point, you know, we are professionals. You know, it's gonna be an adjustment, but you know, it's nothing too serious.
What have you learned about Randall and what kind of team before the game?
Oh, I mean, he's a ball hawk. You know, I actually went home and watched a couple of his highlights. I didn't know he had 10 picks. So that definitely was one of the things that stood out, especially a safety playing corner. You know, he usually followed, you know, their number one receiver as well. So having a guy back there who's not only a ball hawk but can also play man-to-man against some of the best receivers in this league is going to be definitely something that we can use to our benefit. You know, and you know, we look forward to, you know, his acquisition and him to continue making plays for us.
I know you minimize it, but it does seem like with him back there now in that deep role, he'll be much more like you were in Michigan. Is that not correct?
You know, we're going to see. You know, we're exploring different things, and we have a lot of guys who can play a lot of different things on defense, and you know, we're going to put everybody to their, you know, best advantage, you know, what they do best in their skill set, and put 11 guys on the field who want, you know, be tenacious and go get it.
Are you expecting a big, I mean, everybody talks about year two being the biggest progression any NFL player makes. Do you expect that from yourself?
Absolutely. You know, I expect, you know, my learning curve has already, you know, been fueled by how well I know the playbook now, how well I know the defensive schemes. And I'm just looking forward to go out there, you know, learning from my mistakes, playing that much faster, you know, being in better shape now that I got, a year of conditioning, you know, the guys under my belt. You know, just going out there doing what I love to do and what I know how to do best.
What about all the new guys in the secondary, not just Demaryius, right, but TJ and EJ and Terrence? I mean, what were your thoughts when all those moves were being made and then you show up and it's like a whole new room?
I mean, it's definitely a culture shock, but at the end of the day, you know, those guys are all guys who made plays and, you know, earned the right, you know, to be starters and, you know, to be in this league. You know, I'm just fortunate, you know, I get to learn from them every day. You know, these are guys who played in this league multiple years. And have been, you know, pretty efficient in this league. So it's only going to help, man. And then, you know, we got a couple good receivers as well. You know, the competition has just rose. And, you know, we're getting better and better every day, man. So, you know, things are looking on the up and up, but we still have a long way to go.
What do you think about the Denzel Ward pick, and what do you know about him as a player?
Oh, he's a hell of a player. You know, he went to that school. Nah, man, we're all here for a common goal. And that's what the Browns win ball games. What up, baby? You know, he's tenacious, great feet, great hips, can play man-to-man, come up, lay the ball. You know, he's a ball hawk as well, you know, whether it's punching the ball out, again, grabbing interceptions. And, you know, we can use guys like that for our defensive scheme extremely well. And those guys are Greg Williams like. So, you know, definitely going to do whatever I can do to help him, you know, play fast and, you know, teach him things that I had to learn the hard way. And he has a lot of veterans around him now to, you know, kind of show him and mold him into the player that, you know, we all know he can be.
John Dorsey told us he wanted to get faster in the secondary.
Yep.
Obviously, Denzel's really fast. Yep. I know it just started, but through a couple of practices, can you feel a difference that way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's definitely a lot more speed out there. You know, with the acquisitions of everybody, quick twitch, great feet. You know, you can definitely feel the guys are flying around. You know, and our offense is pretty fast too. So, you know, it's definitely a give and take kind of thing. And you know, we're gonna mold each other, iron sharpen irons, and you know, hopefully that transitions into wins.
Have you noticed a difference going against this quarterback group?
Absolutely. You know, Tyrod is the most efficient quarterback in the league. You know, I think he had 16 turnovers over the past 3 years. You know what I mean? You can't beat that, you know, especially for us who were, you know, minus almost 30 turnover ratio last year, you know, in this league, protecting the ball. And taking the ball away, that's how you win ball games. And, you know, he's one of the best at protecting it. You know, we have to do our job and go get the ball. Well, that's what we're going to do.
You almost got one off Baker today. It looked like that. See that number one pick. Yeah, it's going to light up and get him a little bit.
Kind of try to, you know, get a little highlight play instead of going up there and getting it. But, you know, I still should have caught it. It is what it is.
Yeah, I know you talked about Hard Knocks earlier, but I'm not sure you touched on Greg Williams being on it before. Has he given you guys any pointers?
Not yet. I forgot he was on it, though, so this should be interesting.
Did you see him?
No, I didn't. And I might have. half. Didn't realize it was him. Okay. But now that you mentioned it, I might go back and watch it.
You can imagine, right?
I definitely could.
2016 Rams, there you go.
Did you watch a lot of Baker when he was at Oklahoma? Did you know a lot about him? You paid attention to the draft?
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things that's mind-boggling to me is, you know, you have a guy who's a winner. And I feel like he didn't get enough credit that he deserves. Led his team, you know, was a walk-on, transferred to a Heisman Trophy winner. You know, the fire is in him, the fire is still in him. You know, he's showing the leadership, trying to learn, getting his head in the playbook, you know, just trying to limit mistakes. You know, he has a strong arm, very athletic, and he has a lot of weapons around him. So, you know, he uses those weapons to his advantage, learns from Tyrod, and, you know, limits his mistakes, he's going to be a hell of a player.
You've known for a couple of years now. Is there a misconception out about Baker? Is he a different guy than maybe people know?
You know, people just see from the outside, and they speculate on whatever they want to speculate. You know, Baker's a down-to-earth guy, very cool, calm, and collected, but he's a competitor. And some people get that misconstrued, you know, with their own opinion of him. But at the end of the day, man, this is a competitive league. And if you're not competitive, you're not going to last long.
We make a big deal about quarterback height, you know, especially before the draft.
Yes.
I mean, as a defensive guy in the secondary, does it matter to you if you say, hey, we can take advantage of this guy because he's not 6'3"?
You know, height is height. You know, yes, it is some advantages, you know, with batted balls and, you know, things like that. But, you know, he gets back there, gets his depth. You know, he's mobile, very agile. And, you know, he can throw the ball any numerous kinds of ways to, you know, not have the passes batted. You know, he's not as short as people make it seem like. But, you know, as I guess the stereotypical 6'3", 6'4" guy, you know, that people set as their standard. But, you know, he's going to be a hell of a quarterback in this league. I have no doubt about it.